Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello, friends and fellow world changers. Welcome to this new week. Trust you're looking forward to an extraordinary week this week. To begin this remarkable week, God already preloaded with amazing benefits, our scripture focus is 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 14. And I'll read it from the modern English version of the Bible. And it says, David was successful in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. Today's title is Rising to Leadership. In 1 Samuel 18 verse 14, we see the remarkable rise of David, a young shepherd boy, to prominence and leadership within Israel. In spite of his humble beginnings, David's unwavering dedication to God and his exceptional abilities on the battlefield caught the attention of King Saul. And as a result, David quickly ascended through the ranks of Saul's army, earning the admiration and respect of his fellow soldiers and the Israelite people. This verse serves as a pivotal moment in David's journey, emphasizing his rapid rise to a position of authority and influence within the kingdom. Remember how David brought down Goliath when all the other more seasoned soldiers could not do this, but because he had practiced, you know, some principles while on his own fending for the sheep, his father's sheep, he was able to apply the same principles that enabled him to protect the sheep from the lions and the bears. He applied the same principle to bring Goliath down. Lauren Daigle, a Grammy Award-winning contemporary Christian music artist, rose to success in the music industry. And this is marked by her unwavering commitment to her Christian faith and values. Despite facing initial setbacks and rejection, she remained steadfast in her pursuit of excellence and integrity in the music industry, and she attributes her success to God's faithfulness and guidance throughout her career. Her rise to prominence is a testament to the power of perseverance and staying true to one's convictions in the face of adversity. Her music has touched the lives of millions around the world, spreading the message of hope, faith, and redemption. And through her example, she has inspired others to pursue their passions with excellence and integrity, trusting in God's plan for their lives. Her story serves as a powerful reminder that success rooted in faith and integrity is enduring and impactful. And what are the key takeaways and success principles we find in this scripture? David's unwavering commitment to excellence in all his endeavors propelled him to greater responsibilities and influence. Similarly, maintaining a standard of excellence in our own lives can lead to increased opportunities and impact. David's integrity and character were central to his success. In today's world, upholding moral values and demonstrating integrity in all aspects of life is also very crucial for building trust and credibility, both professionally and personally. David faced numerous challenges on his journey to success, but he approached each obstacle as an opportunity for growth and development. Similarly, we also can view challenges as stepping stones to greater achievements, trusting in God's guidance and provision along the way. David's journey, in conclusion, from shepherd to king, highlights the timeless principles of consistent excellence and unwavering integrity as the foundation of true leadership success. Through his commitment to excellence and moral integrity, David rose from humble beginnings to become a respected and influential leader in Israel. In fact, he was the foundational leadership towards the Savior coming to earth. Today, we dive into the invaluable lessons that we have gleaned from David's life, and we stress the importance of diligence, integrity, and resilience in achieving lasting success and impact. Practical steps to take would be to ensure that you excel in your current responsibilities by committing to performing whatever task or roles you currently have with excellence and integrity. Seek opportunities for growth by looking for ways to expand your skills, knowledge, capabilities, whether through formal education, training programs, or hands-on experience. Cultivate strong relationships. Build positive relationships with colleagues, mentors, leaders in your field, and these connections can provide valuable support and guidance in your journey towards success. Remain humble even as you achieve success and recognition. Be grounded. Remain humble. Recognize that your abilities and achievements are ultimately gifts from God. Rather than shying away from difficult situations or setbacks, view them as opportunities for growth and learning, trusting that God is using them to shape and refine you for greater purposes. Now, here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. I commit to pursuing excellence and integrity in all aspects of my life, knowing that God's favor and promotion follow those who honor him. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them, and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, his wisdom instruct you, and his love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow.